This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Global governments had lost control. Nationalists and populists were getting elected. The UN director of the vaccine program said in December of last year, the front line's wobbly. Doctors say vaccines are hurting people, not helping them. Started coming out that most of the polio on the planet was being caused by the polio vaccine. What were they going to do? Fail forward, too big to fail. Bring in the biggest global scare ever and watch the sheep line up. Bring in a global taxation system, a tracking system. Social credit score, total surveillance, and forced inoculations. Dr. Carrie Madej is here with us. She's a medical doctor. This is a short segment, long segment, and she's going to leave us. You were getting into the big picture, other facets of this. Please continue.
Yeah. Yes, Alex, I just wanted to let your listeners know that my opinion is not coming just from research. I've actually attended meetings where control of people was discussed. And the one meeting I'd like to bring up briefly is a business owners meeting in Atlanta. And this meeting was talking about how to get more companies internationally to come to Atlanta, but they had problems with the behavior of the people in Atlanta, that they were too racist, that they weren't amenable to different cultures. This is exactly what they said. So they had a plan. This is like about 5 years ago. They said they would introduce a health app, which is already downloaded on all our phones now. And in this health app, this would connect the person immediately to the cloud and give biometric data. So an example is if somebody lied, they would know the phone would know they're lying immediately because of the GPS, of course, but also their voice inflection would know that they're lying. There's an electrodermal analysis that would be on par with the police station. That would know they're lying. If they're drinking alcohol, the alcohol content would be immediately known what their level was, what medications they were on. Everything about this, they would know. So if someone said, I'm at someone else's house, and they really weren't, the phone would automatically light up and buzz them saying, you're lying, you're lying. This was actually introduced at a business meeting in Atlanta 5 years ago. And they said if you could influence somebody's behavior by saying you're lying and then have repercussions for lying, you could instantly change the behavior of a population in an area within 30 days. So think about that. And that technology is what we're talking about right now with the 0606.
Carrie, I want you to come back in the longer segment and recap this and talk about where it was and where it happened, because here's the deal. They called the first internet, when they declassified it in 1962, the Intergalactic Communications Network, and a psychiatrist at DARPA, I'm sure you know this, came up with the idea to have terminal computers that are wireless with little handheld computers that monitor our physiology, our behavior. They surmised they would have instruments strong enough and miniaturize the future. I wonder where they got all these ideas. And that they would then be able to track everything we do in live time and study the stimuli they put out through the TVs, through the broadcast, with the handheld devices to track our behavior so they could tune us under the control of the system. And it sounds like that's what you just said.
Yes, this is a real plan. This is a real business owners meeting. And so this is my, alarm call to the world. That they want to implement this, and Atlanta was one of the pilot cities.
Well, and that's why they've got alerts on our phones now and alerts on our TVs and alerts that are more and more and more and messages and all the big tech watches your text messages. They're even censoring text messages now. They admit. I mean, this is all happening, isn't it?
It's very true. And there's so much more technology than, what we can go over on this segment. But it goes deeper down the rabbit hole, really. But we need to now stop. We have a window of opportunity where we can stop a horrible dystopian future for ourselves. And we have the power. We have the ability. If we just stood up for ourselves and said no and stand united, we could make this stop, because there's not that many of those people trying to control the rest of us.
All right, Dr. Madej, I'm going to try to reconnect on Skype. What you just said is so powerful. It's so true. And I know the CIA and other globalist DARPA groups, through business groups, through executive groups, introduce what they're planning to roll out later so people feel like they're part of the inside. Just like we have all these off-camera videos, hot mics of Democrats going, we just wear the mask for theater to scare them. Come on, wear the mask. And so a lot of folks are in on this, too. It's incredible. We'll be back in 60 seconds. I want you, doctor, to recap what you just said. That is amazing.
Remember, the enemy is working around the clock to suppress voices of independent people all over the world. The globalists have a plan for total vertical integration, absolute authoritarianism, to where you are a captive of their devices, of their control. But that is only a means to an end. Once they have the electronic straitjacket in place, they are on record that they will bring in forced inoculations that sterilize you and your family and worse. Many of the vaccines being pushed by the United Nations actually give people polio and actually give people cancer. Most cancer is viral. That's a big secret. But the secret is beginning to come out. It's even in the Associated Press. Remember, all of these banned videos and reports are at banned.video, but only you can share them and save humanity.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, you know, what Dr. Carrie Monday said is absolutely on target. This is all social engineering. They admit that's what the cell phones are, is social controls that track us and control us, that are watching, listening to us in live time. The home assistants, Facebook has a plan where in the future they'll own big buildings along with Amazon that are like 200 square foot for each person. Even families are in communal areas where everybody spies on you, everybody tattles on you, and then they make you accept the new way of life. And you don't get credits on your digital card unless you sterilize your son or unless you take certain nanotech. It's all about social score. You submit to big tech. You submit to big pharma. You let them put these things in you, and then you get to have a life at least for a little while. They have so many robots, so many factories, so many computers. They can produce all the food, produce everything now. They don't need you anymore. But to get you to go along with it, they get you to acquiesce. And once you give into it, it's over. So, doctor, recap what you said on your Skype back about Atlanta 5 years ago, how you got brought into this, how it blew you away. I know the stuff you're talking about is very, very real. What they described as a allegory for people so that they would accept the social credit score coming into the future. Again, her Skype just went down again. This is torturing me. But this, and then she was getting into, we'll just go phone then. She was getting into, we have this window to say no now. This is the window. It's not, oh, just wear a mask for 15 days. Oh, just stay inside. No, I told you it never end. Now CNN says it never goes back. You never stop mask. And there's going to be shots. And we'll decide on your app when you can go out, when you can drive. The Megapolis videos 10 years ago for children's TV in the UK said you'll be told by your phone when you can go out, when you can have meat, when you can have a job, when you can marry. You get meat once a year. This is a total societal takeover plan. And once they get you Pavlovianly to follow orders on something simple like a mask, everything else follows. So, Dr. Carrie Monday, the time we've got here with you, recap what happened in Atlanta and then talk about that window of opportunity you just discussed.
Yes, just going back over, I'm not speaking just from a scientific background and researching. I also attended business meetings where the plan to control people was discussed. And it was a real plan with a timeline. And there were people in the big tech world, people that you might see on CNN, they were in small business owners. And they were serious about trying to modify and augment a group of individuals' behavior. So within a city, within a county, within a state, and perhaps, you know, bigger area than that. So they want to control what you say, what you think, how you behave, and you'd have repercussions. And this would be done through the smartphone, through the health app that you have. If you look on your health app, you'll find drop downs. If you really look at subcategories, it'll tell you how many times you've had sex, how many brush your teeth, the medicines in your body, the illicit drugs in your body. Everything about you is known. Your emotions are known. So everything that you're doing would be transmitted to your cell phone, which would go into the cloud and some AI connection. And then if it wasn't the kind of behavior deemed worthy or good for society, for the good of the whole, there would be repercussions. So...
Yeah, and again, I see her do interviews all the time. Her Skype's being cut off. Her phone's being cut off. She's not doing this on purpose. This is the next level of it. And that's what the Chinese communists say. They said, we're in your phones, and we will not let you take two steps outside your house if you don't submit to us. And they're now celebrating President Trump being sick. They're now celebrating all of this. It's nightmarish. I want to show you a photo here for TV viewers. Look at the true face of evil. Let's pull up the digital photo on Infowars.com if we can. Michael Moore says evil genius Trump could be lying about having COVID to postpone the election. Trump's going to win the election. It's Democrats that want to postpone it with mail-in ballots saying months and months and then it'll never be decided. So see, if you have any intelligence, you know Democrats do the mail-in ballots. They want a lockdown. They say they're going to contest no matter what. They know they're losing. They want 20th Amendment. That's their plan. He comes out and says Trump's fake. He's not sick. He wants to hold off the election. When that's their whole, just look at that man. Would you let him babysit your children? How about he and Brian Stelter pull up to your house as contact tracers? Oh, sorry, you didn't submit to the inoculations. We're taking your children. You know your children are going to have a good time with Uncle Stelter and Uncle Moore. Doctor, continuing here, what was it like for you? Because I know the CIA, you're saying this is like through CNN, they really are like the deep, deep part of that. I know people that have actually been in similar meetings, lawyers, politicians, others. I actually ran into a high-level guy today that went ahead and told me a bunch of stuff because he's so freaked out. And I mean, I guess you're a good-looking woman. You're a medical doctor. You're a smart person. Did you get invited to this to see if you'd buy into it, to see if you'd be a change agent for them? Why'd they invite you to this?
You know, I'm surprised that I was. And the person that really tried to get me to, I finally went. I said, why would you ever invite me to that kind of a meeting? And they said, well, you'll soon see. It's either us or them. What side do you want to be on? And I said, well, I'll never be like you. I will never think like that. And I will never think that way of other people, of humanity. And I said, do you really think that you will be exempt from this technology? Because you won't. I said, you are foolish to believe. And as they discussed this plan, people were clapping and standing ovation. And I definitely was the black sheep there because I was in shock. I could not believe what they were suggesting and what the plan was. So my point to you is we have a window of opportunity here, and we have the power. The people have the power. We always have had the power. We are amazing, brilliant, spiritual beings. All we have to do is say no and stand up for ourselves and be united, not divided. And if we just say no to this tyranny, to this insanity, we can change our world for the better. We have the ability to have free energy. We have the ability for clean energy. We have cures for just about anything you think of. We have it. So let's stand together and be united and stop this and stop the mess, stop the poor hands for the, not taking these experimental drugs and vaccines. Enough is enough. And this is my alarm back to the world.
Well, doctor, did they make you sign a non-disclosure? Because a non-disclosure doesn't cover criminal activity anyways. I mean, you should come back. Fly you here to Austin.
No, they did not make me sign it. What they did is jammed our phones, and we weren't allowed to leave the building, and we were bussed in. But I did not sign anything.
Well, no, that's how this actually works. You know, this happened to my dad. The plan wasn't as far along then, but he was top of his class when he was about 15. And he was already at 15, he worked at MD Anderson and some stuff, and then as an assistant, and then he got advanced to Plan 2, University of Texas. And they brought him in on it to see it. Only five other students in Texas at the time at that age were brought into that plan at UT, and it was pretty much the same thing. They had nuclear reactors nobody knew about. They had CD-ROMs back in the mid-60s. And they were basically telling my dad this. He decided not to be part of it. But they've recruited a lot of people to the technocracy to be the little minion overlords. And the idea is you get all this power of the breakaway civilization that's 10, 20 years ahead of us, 30 years. But the low-level folks get, 5 years ahead, like they were doing for you. And I mean, this is evil. Is this not diabolical?
It is evil. And to me, we're not just battling on the physical realm. It's a spiritual battle, too. It's a battle for our minds, bodies, and souls. That is my belief. You know, after studying this and researching this and going to meetings, I mean, it's we are in a war. We are in a battle, and we need to stand up for ourselves. It doesn't have to be that hard. We wouldn't have to have that. Wouldn't be really so much force or violence if we just said no and stop. They need us to consent. So do not consent to this insanity. You know, let's stand up for ourselves and finally make this earth the paradise it was always supposed to be.
Well, listen, I want to fly you to Austin, Texas to be on all our shows and work with us for a week or so if you've got the time, Doctor, during all this craziness. So come next week if you want, come a week after that. I want to have you in studio. I want to really hear what you have to say because I know when something's real, I know when it's not. And I know what you were invited into because I know a lot of people that have been. They use media organizations. They use law enforcement organizations. They use fraternal groups. And they are recruiting people into this technocracy that we now see emerging. That's what big tech is. I had a pretty high-level Google person meet with me about a year ago here in Austin. He told me basically the same story. He was recruited out of college into a similar deal, and they can get into your private messages, everything. It's just a big power trip for them. So, Dr. Carrie, we really appreciate Dr. Carrie Madej for joining us. You can find her at serendipitygroup.org. Serendipitygroup.org. I'll come back with a final segment. Dr. Nick Maggie, stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit FifthSeasonFinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Nick Begich is coming up. Despite all the technical difficulties, that was a very important interview with Dr. Carrie Madej earlier. Hopefully she'll take our invitation to come to Austin and be in the studio with us. Look, humans are attaining secrets of the universe. And we're attaining a lot of godlike power, but we're not God. And you've got a lot of really sick people that have set up national security apparatuses around the world to keep the public from having that knowledge. And the first thing they do is add fluoride and GMO and electromagnetic radiation and now genetic engineering viruses into our cells to guinea pig us and reprogram us. So when I say that Michael Moore looks like a nightmare pedophile to me, I'm not saying he's a pedophile. His spirit, though, is a monstrous creature, not because he's obese, but because he's obviously a very wicked person. It shines through. But he wants forced inoculation. So he wants to rape you with a genetic material from a big company that has liability protection. I mean, if you were a child hypothetically raped by him, you know, he might not be able to give you one of his diseases, though I'm sure he'd want to if he was that type of creature. But with these vaccines that are nanotech that reprogram you, it's the ultimate rape of your genetic code. And if someone's trying to rape you with a needle that's got liability protection, who just so happens to have the hobby of wanting to depopulate the earth, you have a right and you have a duty to defend yourself. So never forget that. And remember, we've gone off the edge of the cliff here. Compliance isn't going to get you ahead now. This is a nightmare system of the Hollywood scum and the big tech scum and the Rockefeller and the Rothschild and all the old money that are slaves of the dark side, and their God wants to kill people, and they're scared, and they're slaves, and they're carrying out. You're like, why would they want to do this? Why are they so evil? Because they're turned over. I mean, look at these headlines. Plans for continuing government in place after Trump coronavirus diagnosis, Pelosi, in case he dies. And everybody's like, oh, you thought it was a hoax. Trump got it. And even medical doctors are like, most of the tests are false positive. Let's check that. But the death thing is low. They're testing everybody. I mean, Trump just signed $75 million for more testing. In the budget is $7 plus billion to test every American over and over and over again to have a job. They got the wristbands ready. Singapore already rolled them out. Australia already rolled them out. Spain already rolled it out. Quebec City already rolled it out. Ohio's trying to roll it out. And they're on the news saying, we're going to come take your kids. They got contact tracers that come and demand blood in Houston and Atlanta and L.A. I mean, they're just building their army of weird little political medical officers that come to your house. And Hitler always said it, first you get the women on your side, then you got the children, so follow the men. And man, I run into these women particularly. And they're I'm wearing my mask. And I go, well, you know that that type of mask doesn't even protect people on the outside. That's an N95. It only protects you. Oh, really? That's not true. They don't care. They want to feel good because to them, watching a movie or a video game is as real as walking through the forest. Having a baby that's online that's imaginary is the same as having a baby. People have had it so soft so long and are such followers and are so programmed and are so stupid. It's men too. All we have to do is divide ourselves from them now. Lovingly talk to them, lovingly give them advice, but then don't be their friends. Don't work with them because they're going to come and make you take shots. They're going to take your kids. They're going to make you submit to them. So you better stop submitting to them. Now let's play the Pennsylvania state rep with Governor Wolf. She's like, no, go ahead and wear your mask up on stage. It's political theater. It creates fear. It's how they're the good guys. And Trump should be running ads about this instead. He's a by-the-book guy. Oh, a medical doctor comes in. Oh, you're going to check us for COVID? All right, the weekly test. Oh, we came up positive. 9 times out of 10 with that test, it's false positive. But, oh, now he might have the snivels. Oh, then he'll be a hero, and he'll beat it in 2 weeks and be up there with Biden. And they've decided to go along with the COVID narrative to take control of it. Do I think Trump's staging it? No. He can't even trust people around him. He isn't that type of guy. They'd leak that instantly. No, they've. Who knows what they sprayed on him? Who knows? He's been out exhausted. He's 74 years old. It's psychosomatic. It's a emotional response in a lot of cases. They call it a sympathetic response. I'll explain it again. They've done the studies. You've all seen it. One person throws up, other people start throwing up. Like one bird takes off, all the birds take off. It's a sympathetic response. I'm not saying that's what happened here. I'm saying we're not in Kansas anymore, as I've said 1,000 times. So here's the state rep a couple days ago telling Governor Wolf, hey, man, wear your mask up on the podium. It's a political theater. Here it is. Let's just hit pause for a minute. No big deal, because I'm not getting audio. It's not a big deal. We're a live show. It's fun. Take a few minutes out. We'll go back to it in a moment. All right. First off, ladies and gentlemen, the globalists are working around the clock to shut this show down, and you know that. And whenever I tell you that that's going on, I don't just tell you that for no reason. So now the president, they say, could be COG. The doomsday planes are in the air. The world depression's already started. 2 million have already starved to death. 100+ million could have starved to death. Now the UN says 200+ million. I mean, they've already dominoed things down, so you better get ready. We got 3 days left. Get the best durable food out there at the lowest price. It's already a great deal. InfoWarsStore.com. But preparewithalex.com, you can get $160 off the 3 month, $300 off the 6 month, $600 off the year, and already at that price. That is such a massive discount. No more excuses. No more procrastination. People complain because we're only offering a 3 month supply discounted. So they came back with this 6 day deal. It'll be over on, I guess, Monday. 3 days, 11 hours, 31 minutes, 42 seconds. And if you look at it, 1 year supply, $600 off. 6 months supply, $300 off. 3 months supply, $160. They've got discounts on water filtration. They've got discounts on some of the survival items. It's a great deal. Check it out, preparewithalex.com or 888-411-0350. That's 888-411-0350. Preparewithalex.com. And separately at InfoWarsStore.com, they have the full selection of food at the lowest price you're going to find, other than those few specials that are right there. Those are still some substantive specials, but the full catalog's at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars emergency election sales going. We're selling out of Winter Sun, still free shipping. Body selling out, still free shipping. Turbo Force selling out, still free shipping. Thazo Meat selling out, still free shipping. DNA Force Plus selling out, still discounted free shipping. All T-shirts, $17.76 plus free shipping. That makes it basically a cost. 8-pack Power Stack and X2, 60% off free shipping. Take advantage of it all. And when we come back, we'll play the clip and then Dr. Nick Begich will take over. It's a short clip of the state rep with the governor saying it's political theater. Keep your mask on for the public. We'll come in, play that. Go to Dr. Nick Begich, who I really appreciate, taking over from EarthPulse.com. EarthPulse.com. Mark that site, EarthPulse.com. Stay with us. This is your last chance to get a pack power stack, and I'm really bummed out about that. It started out as a sleeper product, but the people that did order it loved it and started reordering it. They spread the word and became one of our best sellers. But because of the COVID supply chain breakdown, and because there's 13 different formulas in 8-pack power stack, we are unable to secure it anymore. This is the highest in AMPM pack system you're going to find, where you take half the pills in the morning, half the capsules and pills and gel caps at night. It's amazing. I don't have time to go into everything that's in it, but but this gets people to remember to take it, and that's why it's having such a great effect, because the stuff in here is absolutely amazing. So it's your last chance to get 8-pound power stack at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 60% off and free shipping. That is at cost for all of you that already support InfoWars. We're passing these savings on to you. Get your 8-pack power stack now where you still can. Last chance to get it, InfoWarsStore.com. 8-pack power stack, 60% off and free shipping.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know what? Wild Friday, you know. The Skype issues today with the doctor, you know, listening to all of that. And the interruptions, how convenient, right? Yeah, we all believe that. Hey, I want to pick up from where everyone kind of left off on this whole manipulation, really what I would call the maximum of propaganda, right? I mean, we're talking about controlling behavior. We're talking about controlling what people think. We're talking about political correctness. Really, all of that, when you stop and think about it, then the feedback device, you know, your cell phone to tell you when you're lying. You know what? Jim Roderick and I wrote Earth Rising the Revolution, this was in 2000, 20 years ago. And one of the devices that we mentioned there was the toilets, where you would use the toilet in a public place and it'd analyze your waste and determine all the drugs you're on, get a little DNA sample. I mean, your whole profile. And this was where the technology was headed, as we reported it, two decades ago. All right. And so what the doctor was saying about devices, about instant information, about biometrics on this level, this is what the literature said so long ago. For those that caught last night's Coast to Coast, I was on with George for a couple hours, and we've done a lot of shows over the 18 years, and we were talking about surveillance technology in terms of its broad implications, which is really, it's not just about surveillance, you know, and on this program and many others, we've talked about social media and the data collection of that, and Google's data collection, and Cambridge Analytica and how they feed that back, and how the surveillance capitalism system works for gathering data, feeding it back, selling us garbage we don't need, including politicians we don't want. You know, but this whole mechanism of gather and feedback is an amplification loop that also is like the optimum push-pull that's designed to jam us into a tunnel and keep us there. And then when you look at the rollout on tagging the population with your little code, what is that about? It's, again, another level of commoditizing a human being, making us a piece of meat for consuming until that's inconvenient. And, you know, when I think about all of this, the dehumanizing of what we are as human beings, which so much of this is done, think of the mass media, think of the programming fed to all of us through television, through all of it, you know, and media was set up to design. And I was talking about this, you know, from Brave New World, which Alex was talking about earlier in the week, 1984, you know, the guy died in the early 60s. He wrote it in 1932, but what everybody forgets is he also wrote Brave New World Revisited, which I believe was 58, the year was I was born. And this was where he went, oh, wow, was I so wrong? And it was more of an essay, not a storybook. And he said, I was so wrong because it's way ahead of where I thought it would be. And this is in 1958, 62 years ago. You know, for goodness sake, this is not an accident, ladies and gentlemen. It was indeed a script and an understanding that is elevated to the point where big tech has been the handmaiden of the intelligence agencies. Someone, you know, it was asked of me last night about Epstein, you know, and I mentioned Alex. I said, because Alex was talking about this stuff 20 years ago. You know, one of the earlier conversations I remember with Alex, we're talking about all this crazy stuff. And I thought, you know, this is really over the edge, but I trust Alex. I know Alex, you know, and I wait and see was my attitude. And as life unfolds and you see all this, you go, if somebody had told me this 20 years ago, would I believe it? Well, I wouldn't have discounted it. That's my nature. And I didn't. And now we see it unfold for the same reasons that when you develop your data carefully and then you present it, you go, well, here it is. Now, what do I really think was going on there? I think that was an intelligence operation, and Epstein made his money by figuring out a way to extort, blackmail national leaders for the benefit of intelligence agencies, and that's worth a lot of money. I mean, think about what a B-1 bomber cost, you know, billions of dollars. Hey, to pay a guy like that $500 million or, you know, it seems like a huge amount of money, right? $500 million, wow. But if he could extort national leaders in a half a dozen countries, what a cheap investment for a government, right? Really, think about it from that scale. It's a cheap investment. Now you look at what's being rolled out on us by technocrats and something that we've been talking about for a quarter of a century, ladies and gentlemen, and not through speculation, but behind me
And in all those cabinets, there's stacks of books and a couple of firearms, but stacks of books that are intended to develop knowledge. You know, you want to see my stack for this week? It's sitting there on the, you know, on the table. You know, the thing about it is gather the knowledge, digest it, and dissect it, and then put it out there in a way that we can all look at it together. That's what InfoWars has always been about. And sometimes it's way out there. People go, wow, I got to wait for time to catch up with the truth. But the fact is it does. It did. It has. It was. Alex talks about some of the things we were writing back there that myself and my colleagues we put together. And it was like we were predicting the future. And it's true, we were, but not on some esoteric basis, but based on what they published, for goodness sake. And they started calling us aggregators and villainizing us as if that's a bad thing. They used to call that investigative journalism. And that's where I talk about word games and political correctness and why words are so powerful and how you mix words with emotion. You get what's the essence of occult magic, and you also get the force of creativity when you mix it all together in the right way, what we're intended to do. And these transhumanist, dehumanizing aspects of what we're being fed with technology is to take that away from us, to duplicate it. These are materialists who don't even know. You know, their view of extending the human consciousness is loaded into an AI system that kind of links us all together in sort of a squishy whatever, you know. But they don't understand that consciousness that links us all together is what we are. And now they want to corrupt our carriers, our bodies, with more BS. They already have. You know, we got synthetic food, we got GMO, we got all the garbage they feed us and all the chemicals that are in it. And here's what I would say about a lot of it. I talked about wealth before, what it means, those four factors. You can look back on advanced.video and see all that. But the important thing when you start to look at all this is self-determination, self-sufficiency, sovereignty of the individual, the foundation of this democratic republic. And then from that sovereignty of powerful individuals who recognize what we are and who we are and what we're born into as a birthright, as created human beings, we begin to actualize in the world in all of our ways and all of our individual ways. That is the power of it. We're in it to win it. We don't have to go and wait for the group to form. It already did. It's called the human race, the human being that was created to do something different with a set of rights that made us unique for 242 years in this country in a way of thinking that was to break the back of the tyranny that we all lived under in every place on the planet. And that's what we're talking about. And you're the tip of the spear. We're the tip of the spear together because this is the info war, and we are in it to win. To win in the 21st century by recognizing who and what we are and act in that way. We'll be right back. This is Dr. Nick Begich, and you're listening to InfoWars.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender. Not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show with Nick Begich.
And welcome back. You know, I always forget to plug my website, earthpulse.com, earthpulse.com, and go there. There's a lot of free information there. There's a link to, it says 50 free videos, and what that is it links you right back into what I've been doing on InfoWars for the last couple of years, and it'll hook you into a chronological list of everything I've been doing. And if you haven't tuned in before, go back and take a look. It's all done by subject matter. The guys, the people in the team that put together the graphics and all the things that make it work really do a great job. So support the InfoWars. Look at band.video. Check out the videos of all the various hosts and various issues. And look at earthpulse.com. I appreciate it when you do. You know, just thinking about the last segment in terms of this sort of really rush to push everybody around. And that's really what it is. It's the rush to be pushed around by a bunch of idiots that really have us on a panic party and know exactly what they're doing. And here's the thing about the panic party. When you're in that flight or fight response, if you look at your brain activity under an EEG and examine it, what happens is you get these very incoherent brain patterns that are associated with flight or fight, right? I mean, that's it. But when you're in the calm, in other words, when something bad happens and you see it and you recognize it and you feel the emotion of it, but you pay attention to the emotion of it instead of reacting to it,
the brain activity is different. Now, let me say that again, because it's really important. When you have an emotion and you recognize, whether it's fear or anxiety or any of this, hate, whatever, you know, whatever the thing is you want to tune down a bit, pay attention to it. As soon as you notice it, you actually control it. That's the secret. It's very simple. But here's the point. All of the media and the way it's designed now is to whip you up and keep you pushed with the adrenaline rush that keeps your brain activity in an incoherent brain pattern that doesn't allow you to reach a higher state of awareness that's associated with higher ordered intellectual thinking that allows us as sovereign individuals to make better decisions, right? That's how the brain is supposed to work. So we have to find the center of the storm when all craziness is all around us. That's what we're seeing. That's what Alex was alluding to. We got to kind of separate ourselves out of the chaos and stand in the calm of who we are and then begin to do what we know we can with confidence. Not what we're afraid of. That won't work out. No, there's other people out there doing that part. Do the part you're confident in. That's the secret, okay? And the big secret is, that's called faith. Do what you know you can do and begin to do that in your own way, in the calm of it. That's, you're always in the calm when you're working in your gift, whatever that is. Do that, and that'll be all right. And know that there's millions of other people doing the same. And it never requires millions to change anything. It only requires one, taking the right action in the right moment at the right time. And you don't know who that is, and it just might be you. So do that, and we get the game going, and it goes a different direction, because we're not waiting for a group they can infiltrate or a system they can crash, because you can't crash human consciousness. You cannot crash what we are. Now, they don't get it. They think you can embed all that in AI and you can hook it up to a human being and augment the carrier and keep this carrier limping along with your consciousness in it for a while longer. And yeah, you know, science is pretty good. You can do a lot of things, but the expiration date for the physical body does kick in and the consciousness checks out. And so that's the way it goes. If you believe that, and most of us get that, it's hard to come to that sometimes when intellect gets in the way and you've got to develop an intellect that allows you to analyze all that and say, you know, that's a logical conclusion is, you know, what you see is what you got. And here's what I'm worried about more than anything else right now is that using technology to get people to agree on things we don't agree on is not a democracy, not a republic, not anything even close. And that's what we're concerned about, is how this can be done. And the simple thing of your device feeding you back, you're lying to get you to say something different, even though you don't believe it. See, that's the way you break down the psyche. That's the way you break down your connection, because that little voice in the head that tells you what you need to do gets conflicted when that happens. And then you start turning off the voice in the head, which is really your consciousness connection. And that's what you should be listening to, your gut, whatever you want to call it. But this is your connection to really what we are. And so having said that, and to strip it down a little tighter here, these technologies have been designed to gather data, feed it back, and manipulate us, and worse, if they can. So getting everyone to do something, wear a mask, for example. See, this is, again, how does a herd react? You know, what will happen? Will people start yelling at other people for not wearing their masks? Yeah, I look around. Man, there is some hysteria going on over this stuff, you know? And it's created. I referenced another book, The Unreality, you know, creation of all of this. And it was a 1989 book. And the book was talking about the unreality industry, about the media and fake news in 1989, about the construct of emotionally driven fake news, what we see being rolled out systematically over 20 years. You know, the quality of news reporting, the aggregate quality has diminished. What's been done in research is phenomenal, what people can do, you know. And when you look at good, well-researched books, with, you know, a third of the book is footnotes of sources that are legitimate. You know, there's some great material, and I like books. I like hard copy because it doesn't change online, you know, as you decide to re-narrate history. I like books, printed document books. They're useful, you know, for figuring things out. You know, even now, I mean, you can learn anything online, right? If you don't mind sharing everything you're learning with everyone else. See, the library you used to go into, you could study whatever you want. You could read whatever you want. You could put whatever you want in your head, and it was nobody's business but yours. Today, because of the way systems are set up, that is not the case. All of that information is held by someone else and then utilized. And that just is simply wrong. It's simply wrong. It's criminally wrong. It's a violation of us. It's raping us. It's kicking in your digital doorway. It's all those things. And I'm trying to give it the full flavor of what it is because they keep tuning down the lane. Political correctness, a nice name for lying to yourself. You know, I mean, get real, ladies and gentlemen. Let's cut through the focus group new word scheme, you know, because that's what they do here. What happens is they test ideas. They don't work so well. So they reframe them. They change the narrative. See, we've been talking about this the last several weeks because it's all about a scripted programming that is rolled out so effectively with the mediums everyone so willingly dials into. My fiance and I have been talking about the children we're finishing up with, our last two, right? They're 14 and 13. And talking about just the value systems they're exposed to right now is horrendous. And the media that they're plugged into is really nothing but a gulag of sorts. You know, when you think about how people are trapped in these various aspects of the digital world, and you know, you got to jerk them out of there every once in a while and get them out into the wilderness and do something different. Get them off of the electronics long enough to breathe and do the things children need to do and young kids need to do, and maybe even get in a little bit of trouble occasionally that you have to straighten them out with. But now's the time to rethink about this in terms of our base values, our independence as individuals. What can we do? What do we need to do? And can we simplify our lives in ways that give quality back to it? How complicated have we made it? How much have we bought into the other guy's system that isn't ours and doesn't reflect our values? And it's time to take it back, one piece at a time, because that's how we lost it. That's how we get it back, one piece at a time, one person at a time. And let's start with ourselves. Let's improve who we are. Let's become stronger information warriors, more powerful information warriors. And let's change the way we see the world together, because we can, and we don't have to have their vision in 2020. Let's get 2020 vision, a 2020 vision for the info warrior, for this century, for our great-grandchildren who we haven't even probably met yet. Let's see what we can do with our vision for the future. Let's take it back from the elite. Let's go into the weekend with a different view of the world, a view that says we can take it back, and we can do it by being the center of the storm. This is Dr. Nick Begich. Thanks for being here.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.